Pick up some milk in northern New England, and you're likely to find a label on the carton that says something like this: "Our farmers pledge no artificial growth hormones." It's a promise to stay away from a genetically engineered product that makes cows give more milk. Even though the labels make no claims about the hormone, biotechnology giant Monsanto says they mislead consumers. Maine Public Radio's Fred Bever reports.
Marty Rainey is on a milk run for co-workers at a Portland, Maine nursing home. He's bought 6 pints from a local dairy named Oakhurst, all with a little red label that proclaims the farmer's pledge to stay away from artificial hormones. Rainey says he doesn't worry about the hormones, but the labels do have their use.
People are so conscious of fat and what's in the milk and how it's produced. They should have the right to know. My personal feeling, it's not important. I will grab whatever's there. Grab it and run.
Monsanto says it is important. Even mentioning non-use of the hormones, which boost a cow's milk production, misleads consumers into thinking the product is unsafe, according to Monsanto. No test has been developed that can identify whether milk comes from cows injected with a synthetic hormone, which is called Posilec, or whether it comes from untreated cows. And the Food and Drug Administration has found there is no significant difference. But never mind the science, says Oakhurst President Stanley Bennett. Consumers tell him they still should be able to choose milk from untreated cows.
We don't have to know what the science is. We listen to the consumers. That's what we've always done.
9 years ago, Oakhurst and the 95 farmers who supply its milk decided to turn their backs on Monsanto and make milk the old-fashioned way. And it gains the farmers an extra 20 cents for every 100 pounds of milk they deliver. Consumers pay about 20 cents more a gallon for Oakhurst milk, and the no-hormone pledge has helped it fit into a nice niche market.
And we've never made any comments about whether or not there is anything harmful about growth hormones.
Since Oakhurst began using the labels about 4 years ago, the dairy's business has grown some 10% every year, and other much bigger milk sellers in the region are following suit with their own similar labels. Although Posilac is used in about a third of the nation's dairy herds, Maine and other parts of northern New England are becoming, to an increasing degree, a no-hormone zone. In early July, Monsanto filed suit in federal district court, demanding that Oakhurst stop using the labels. They may be accurate on their face, but Monsanto says they still send consumers a message that milk from treated cows is somehow unwholesome. And that, Monsanto says, is illegal under federal rules against product disparagement.
Consumers are often misled, and that's been proven through market research, to believe that somehow the milk is different, and it's not.
Brian Hurley is a spokesman for Monsanto. Hurley says the company is targeting Oakhurst because it is the most aggressive promoter of milk from untreated cows.
We want to make sure that the law is followed, that when misleading labels are out there, they're not allowed to stand in violation of that law, because it will eventually have an impact on how our product's perceived, rightly or wrongly.
The outcome of this case, experts say, could make a mark in a larger policy debate over what U.S. consumers should know about their purchases. Say, whether that can of tuna really is dolphin safe, or whether Nike officials can claim that they treat their workers well. Julie Caswell is a resource economist at the University of Massachusetts. She says consumers and businesses are becoming increasingly attuned not only to what food contains, but also to how it was made.
We are going to be seeing more and more processed labeling, and it could be biotechnology, it could be environmental friendliness, it could be fair trade, it could be any kind of those types of process attributes.
Although Posilac is approved in the United States, Caswell notes that it is banned in the European Union, where government has responded to consumer worries. Given the controversy, Caswell adds, it's not surprising that many consumers would want to be able, at least, to choose milk that's made without the hormone. For NPR News, I'm Fred Bever in Portland, Maine.